Raja Buaya di Timor. Kareno yang baik, apa kabar? Sudah beberapa hari aku tidak bisa mengirim kabar. Kampungnya Bibi Maria sangat jauh dari kota, sampai tidak ada sinyal HP. Aku kirim surat dari kafe di kota Toinike sambil kembali ke Kupang. Kamu bisa cari di peta. Dari Betun sampai di sini, kami menelusuri pantai selatan. Lalu, jalan belok ke arah jembatan Nulmina dan kembali ke Kupang. Kami baru tiba di kampung hari Senin kemarin. Perjalanan dari Kupang cukup jauh. Seharian naik mobil paman. Untung bensin cukup karena tidak banyak pom bensin sesudah kota Toinike. Kami berangkat pagi dan tiba di sini sore hari. Masih ingat, waktu kita kecil, Mama suka menunjukkan Pulau Timor di peta sambil mengatakan bentuknya seperti seekor buaya? Sampai kita teriak-teriak ketakutan. Di Timor, buaya itu memang menjadi hewan yang amat penting. Beberapa kali kami lewat jembatan di perjalanan kemari, di atas sungai yang katanya ada banyak buaya. Di sini, buaya menjadi binatang totem yang dianggap melindungi masyarakat. Tapi, aku mau cerita tentang pengalamanku tadi malam. Kami sekeluarga datang karena akan ada upacara Hamis. Dalam upacara adat ini, jagung muda diberkati di Umalulik atau rumah adat. Betapa terkejut aku saat melihat seekor buaya ikut hadir di upacara tadi malam. Buayanya duduk di atas. Awalnya aku takut sekali. Tapi saudara-saudara kita cerita bahwa buaya itu seharusnya hadir untuk melindungi kita dari bahaya. Kita juga tidak boleh menyebutnya sebagai buaya atau lafek, bahasa tertunnya. Melainkan Beinai, itu artinya sang raja. Katanya, buaya juga diundang hadir apabila ada raja wafat sehingga perlu dilantik raja baru. Raja Liurai Malaka akan membaca doa dari buku sambil memakai jubah. Baik buku doa maupun jubah itu istimewa, hanya untuk upacara Foti Hamulak saja. Bibi Maria pernah lihat waktu dia masih remaja. Ada orang cerita kepadaku, bagaimana buaya, Beinai menjadi pelindung rakyat. Katanya, dahulu ada dua orang pengawal raja, orang Meo, namanya Ati Mamulak dan Bere Mamulak. Mamulak memang nama suku di kampung ini. Suatu hari, dua orang Meo itu berjaga di pesta raja. Mereka itu sempat makan hati buah pisang, sekaligus tidak sengaja juga makan muti. Muti itu dibuat dari campuran perak dan emas sehingga bernilai tinggi. Mereka dituduh mencuri mutinya dan dikejar sampai di laut. Di laut, Ati Mamulak dan Bere Mamulak berubah menjadi dua ekor buaya. Setelah itu, rakyat menghormati buaya sebagai pelindung masyarakat. Cuma, aku tak mengerti. Kalau kedua orang Meo itu dituduh menjadi maling, mengapa orang malah menghormatinya sesudah menjadi buaya? Apakah buaya sudah dianggap keramat sebelumnya? Mungkin cerita Bibi ini yang menjelaskan. Buaya jadi penting di Timor karena dulu, ada buaya yang menyelamatkan seorang anak kecil dari bahaya. Sesudah itu, anak kecil dan buaya jadi berkawan. Ketika buayanya mati, badannya menjadi Pulau Timor, seperti cerita Mama dulu. Tapi menurutku, buaya di sini tidak selalu melindungi. Tadi malam di kampung, Bibi sempat sedih. Dia bertemu dengan saudara jauh yang dulunya ada 3 anak. Ketika ditanya di mana anaknya yang sulung, saudara itu menangis. Sambil cerita, anak sulung sudah tidak ada karena diambil buaya. Yang jelas, kita harus hati-hati dengan buaya. Paman ikut bercerita. Di Timor Lorosai ke utara, buaya malah dilindungi hukum. Jadi, tidak boleh memburu atau melukai buaya. Bahkan, buaya menjadi lambang tentara Timor Lorosai. Tapi katanya juga, jumlah serangan buaya terhadap manusia di Timor Lorosai bertambah sejak hukum itu diberlakukan tahun 2002. Sekian dulu, Kareno. Karena aku sudah mengantuk dan besok kami harus kembali ke Kupang. Katanya mau mampir ke air terjun Tesbatan Amarasi. Aku juga mau mencari sasando, alat musik tradisional kecil buat mama, supaya bisa dibunyikan, dia tidak rindu kampung halaman di Timor. Sehat-sehat ya di sana. Nanti aku kabari lagi dari Kupang. Salam kangen buat papa dan mama, adikmu, Gera.
Timor's King Crocodile. Dear Reno, how are you? It's been a few days since I sent news. Auntie Maria's village is so far from any town that there's no mobile phone signal. I'm sending this email from a cafe in Toineke on the way back to Kupang. You can find it on the map. From Betun to here, we have followed the coast. Then the road turns towards the Nolmina Bridge and back to Kupang. We only arrived in the village on Monday. The trip from Kupang was quite far, all day in Uncle's car. Luckily, we had enough petrol, as there aren't many petrol stations after Toineke. We left in the morning and arrived late in the afternoon. Do you remember when we were little, Mama used to show us Timor on the map and say that its shape was like a crocodile? And we'd scream in fear? In Timor, the crocodile is definitely a very important animal. Several times we crossed bridges on the journey here, over rivers that people said had many crocodiles in them. Here, the crocodile is a totem animal, a symbol of protection for the people. But I want to tell you something I experienced last night. Our whole family went because there was a Hamis ceremony. In this traditional ceremony, young corn is blessed in the Umalulik traditional house. I was very shocked to see a crocodile also in attendance at the ceremony last night. It's set up above. At first, I was terrified. But our relatives told me that the crocodile had to be there to protect us from danger. We are also not allowed to call it crocodile or lafae in Tetun, but Beinai. This means king. They say a crocodile is also invited to attend if a king passes away, and a new king has to be installed. The king of Liurai Malacca, wearing a cloak, will read prayers from a book. Both the prayer book and cloak are special and are only used for this Foti Hamulak ceremony. Auntie Maria saw this when she was young. Someone told me how the crocodile, Benai, became a protector of the people. The story goes, long ago there were two royal guards who were male people. Their names were Ati Mamulak and Bere Mamulak. Mamulak is a tribal name in this village. One day, the two male people were on guard at a royal party. They were eating banana blossoms, but accidentally also ate some muti. Muti is made from a mixture of gold and silver, so is valuable. They were accused of stealing the muti and chased into the sea. In the water, Ati Mamula and Bere Mamula changed into two crocodiles. After that, the people showed respect to crocodiles as protectors of the community. Only I don't understand. If the two male people were accused of being thieves, why did the people show them great respect after they became crocodiles? Were crocodiles already considered sacred back then? Maybe this story from Auntie will help explain. Crocodiles are important in Timor because long ago, crocodiles saved a little child's life. After that, the child and the crocodile became friends. When the crocodile died, its body became the island of Timor, just like Mama's old story. But I think that crocodiles here aren't always protective. Last night in the village, Auntie was sad. She had met with a distant relative who used to have three children. When she asked about the eldest child, the relative burst into tears and said that her eldest was no more because she had been taken by a crocodile. Clearly, we need to be careful with crocodiles. Uncle then added that in Timor Loro Saye, to the north, crocodiles are protected by law, so you cannot hurt or injure them. Crocodiles are even the symbol of the East Timorese army. But he also said that the number of crocodile attacks on humans in Timor Loro Saye has increased since the law came into effect in 2002. That's all for now, Reno, because I'm sleepy and tomorrow we have to go back to Kupang. Apparently, we're going to stop by the Tesbatan Amarasi waterfall. I also want to find a traditional sasando instrument for Mama, so that when she plays it, she won't miss her hometown here in Timor. Stay well back home. I'll send more news from Kupang. Tell Papa and Mama I miss them. Your brother, Gera.